First, we should sing the song called Identifying a Capable Student. I'll sing a few lines and then we can start over together from the beginning. To the guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we too realize basic selflessness. Please hold us in compassion's steady grip, that keeps our skandhas free of ego idea, of everything that idea's feeding on. Now we've prayed, O watchful shepherd, listen to this. To the guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we too realize basic selflessness. Please hold us in compassion's steady grip, that keeps our skandhas free of ego idea, of everything that idea's feeding on. Now we pray to watchful shepherd, listen to this. This consciousness conceiving I and me, I look at it but know not how to see. If you can meditate on Mahamudra, your seeing will be one when nothing is seen. To do this Mahamudra meditation, the basic faith, respect, and great resolve. While on the path causality, please know and heed, to get the fruit directly to emerge. You need the guru's wang and lung and guiding word, to be a vessel for instructions like these. The student has to have the merit it takes, and must keep going right through good times and bad, persevering even in the face of death. Oh, young apprentice, can you practice like that? If so, it's through your training lives before. If not, then there's no point in saying more. You got the picture when you said it like this. What I think is me, I cannot find. You're done with personal lack of self. You want phenomena's lack of it too. Then follow me throughout the next 12 years, and then you'll recognize your mind itself. So then to recognize your mind itself, O young apprentice, work with mind like this.
Then in Nanjo Jawan to Malare to Sungor, Sabjin, Tuba, Dugin, Sabamambu Yavare, De Tamje, Tundanje, Tumte Gomen, Dan Jane, Yena, then a Jachembo, Yapu Yuri Samai.
So many of Milarepa's songs are profound in their meaning and concise in their length. And if we connect them with the stages of explanation of the view of ultimate reality, then our singing of them and studying them takes on a vast scope. And so that's a very good way to proceed.
Ini jatur nu denji loma ngu zuan de kanza ga dami ju bonan tanjar rasi mula sombe tamba nye den de ini simtan ji tawa tan tumbar si oma yan taba jubati ranji dan tanjur ji tawa tang gomen tang tamba che, tawa tongba ye ji te tene, yin tong tang tamba che, tene saja chambi sungko kare gomen tere wa.
Che tang gomen.
Kangi nang di marwa.
Tene
te ten da tene saja chambi sungko te che na, tene tang danjo gomen, kanza ne, kanza ka dami ne, tene saja chambi paata yore.
And thus, we can connect this song, identifying a capable student, with the teachings on the selflessness of the individual sentient being. And the song that Milarepa sang to the crag demonist, called The 27 Cases of Disillusion, we can connect with the explanations given by the mind-only school. And the song, The Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way, we can connect with the explanations of the Middle Way Autonomy and Consequence schools, which comment on the Buddha's teachings in the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma. And then the song, The Ultimate View, Meditation, Conduct, and Fruition, we can connect with the view of the Shentong, or the empty of other, and the third turning teachings. And the view of the Song of Ma Mudra is a concise and complete explanation of the ultimate meditation practice of Ma Mudra. So when we put them together in these stages, then everything works out very well. The name of this song is Identifying a Capable Student, because in it Milarepa sings of the qualities that a capable student needs to have.
Tambo Tobani, Dami Nilu Toba Lamala. Dada gozon kubi sorande, dada daki jinju lomano, dami nilo togo sinjilo, danzi yoni tamba tuji zon kisawa zonji. Dame ba, dame be nilo, monsom do tobe, lama, dajur jijerbo mabalo tala, dakya ngarang su, gozon kubi jembe goni.
The first few lines are a supplication that Milarepa makes to his guru, who has realized basic selflessness, who has directly realized the abiding nature of reality, which is free of itself. And this is none other than Marpa the translator, Milarepa's guru. Milarepa prays in awe to him with body, speech, and mind, supplicates him with this great respect, and asks for his blessing that for Milarepa and all of Milarepa's students to come, may we too realize the basic nature of reality, which is selflessness. Just as you have realized it directly, so may we, too, realize it directly with your blessing. Please hold us in compassion's steady grip that keeps our skandhas free of ego idea, of everything that idea is feeding on. With your compassion, help us to know that the five skandhas that we view to be a self are not a self. That the object that our belief in self focuses on does not exist. That there is no self there. And realizing that, may we too be free of clinging to self, clinging to ego. We pray for all of us, me and all my students, pray for your blessing that we may be able to do this.
Dordona Dante Jimmy or Damabar Topa Latine Dante in the Trover City Lapa.
In short, since the focal object of the belief in self, namely the self, does not truly exist, may we realize that and in this way free ourselves from believing that there is a self there. Bless us that we can accomplish that.
Na dadun zebin nam kinde, tepen tongwan nge mao, gong saja chenpo gong nyono, tongmin chodjen tongwayo.
Now we prayed, O watchful shepherd, listen to this. This consciousness conceiving I and me, I look at it, but know not how to see.
Sorva tapa teji, sorva tapa teji jiso, chunzi sijite, so log, log so lukdere pare, log chuman sepe, chunzi je, zivo, lukdela zivo sere, chunzi zivo, chola, ne, gordela nyunshi, nga datun sepe namshi de, Nga nga da da sambe da da zebe nam kin dere ngô la te pen thongwa nghe ma o nam kin ngô ma dupe sena dan zhe je nam kin de te pen thongwa nghe ma o shirab je tena yang tene te pen thongwa ngô dropa ngô yopa You are born to one,
Now we've prayed, O watchful shepherd, listen to this. Milarepa is singing this song to his student, whose name is Lugzi Repa, the shepherd, the cotton-clad shepherd. And he's sort of addressing him in a nice way, calling him the protector, watchful one, the protector of his flock. And he says, now we've made our supplication, now listen to my song. This consciousness conceiving I and me, this consciousness that thinks I, me, when we examine its essence, with our precise knowledge, we don't find anything. There's nothing really there. When we look at this thought, this concept of itself, in the thought itself, there's no existent essence. So Milarepa sings, I look at it, but know not how to see. When I look at it with my prajna, I don't know how to see anything because there's nothing there. If you can meditate on Mahamudra, the true nature of mind, if you know how to meditate on Mahamudra, your seeing will be like this. Your seeing will be one where nothing is seen. It's when you meditate on Mahamudra, the true nature of mind, what type of vision is it that you have? It's not the vision where you see something. It's not the vision where seeing is present, but rather it's the vision where there's nothing seen at all. That's the type of vision there is in Mahamudra.
No. Dangzhen ji simpi nero tatupati sisachi.
And so what Milarepa is singing here is that the true nature of this mind that believes in self, the true nature of this ego-clinging mind, is nothing other than Mahamudra. The reason why this, when we look at this mind that believes in self, we don't see anything, is that it doesn't come from anywhere in the beginning, and it doesn't go anywhere in the end. Since this mind that believes from self didn't come from anywhere, it can't be here now, and it doesn't go anywhere, so there's nothing to see. Another way to put this is to look at it and see that this mind that believes in self never arises, never really comes into existence. And since it never really comes into existence, it doesn't really cease either. And if it doesn't arise and it doesn't cease, it can't be anywhere now, here now. It doesn't abide. So something that neither arises, abides, nor ceases cannot be seen. And therefore, the seeing in Mahamudra meditation is not the seeing of something, existent. It's the seeing that is absent of seeing, because there's nothing to see.
Sajja chenpo gomba lan chunjin kare thanggo re se na semje nelo sajja chenpo gomba seba la yete deba ta goba ta tene damga teni tondo nyerwe tonyer chenpo gogo re tegu tonyer chenpo me na tene nelo sajja chenpo toto.
To do this Mahamudra meditation, the basics are faith, respect, and great resolve, meaning great longing for the Mahamudra teaching. If you have faith, respect, and great longing for Mahamudra teachings, then you can meditate on Mahamudra successfully. But if you don't have those, then you need to make sure that those are present before trying to meditate on
Mahamudra.
And that's not all, because as Milarepa continues, while on the path, causality, please know and heed, meaning that you need to know on the path what are the causes of samsara, what causes give rise to samsara's suffering, what is karmic cause and result. These are things that are important to understand.
Dendeng korbe dunga dang le jumde ma shino tharpa tunye je lo mi jibu shena korbe dunga dang le jumde shibu.
Because if we don't understand how samsara is of the nature of suffering, if we don't understand about karmic cause and result, then we won't have any desire for liberation. So the better we understand samsara is of the nature of suffering, the stronger is our desire for liberation. The stronger will be our longing for the teachings on Mahamudra. That's why knowing this is important. We have to know how it is that confusion and confused projections make our head spin. And when our head spins, we suffer. So the suffering's root is our confusion about the true nature of reality, the confused way we relate to appearances, the confused projections we conceptually impute to be out there.
Tenyang sakin chang malare parang sungbe changin namjile na munje mumbe ngong ko mareng thurbe thang do so phenu je lande denbar zong ko ten thurbe sungbe.
Milarepa sings about this in another song called Distinguishing the Provisional from the Definitive in the Context of Mahamudra, when he sings, there was a time confusion made my head spin. Knowing no better, I built a nest of delusion, taking gods that help and spirits that the root of confusion simply is just being dumb, being in the dark. So it's being in the dark about the true nature of mind. When we don't recognize the true nature of our own mind, we have this basic confusion, and everything starts spinning from there. And our head just keeps spinning in all of these confused ways of relating to appearances, and that causes us suffering. But it starts from this basic lack of understanding of the true nature of mind. And then Milarepa sings what it's like for him now. First he sings about when he was confused, and then he sings, but now through the Jetsun Siddha's guidance so kind, through the guidance of my guru so kind, I see stopping samsara and winning nirvana won't do. I've caught on that whatever appears is Mahamudra. So now, through the teachings of his master, he has come to see that samsara and nirvana are of the nature of equality, that The true nature of reality is beyond the concepts of samsara and nirvana. And therefore, there's nothing that he needs to accomplish or create, and there's nothing he needs to stop. And so he sings further down in the song, "My spinning head of confusion spins no more, and the glimmer of basic being has lit up the darkness of ignorance out to its brink." So once he realizes Ma Mudra, the true nature of mind, he stops spinning in confusion. Since samsara is simply being in the dark about the true nature of mind, and nirvana is simply being aware of the true nature of mind and having that darkness self-liberate, then really there's no difference between samsara and nirvana. Samsara and nirvana are of the nature of equality. To get the fruit directly to emerge, you need the Guru's Wang and Lung and guiding words. In order to manifest the fruition, what do you need? You need the Lama's empowerment, transmission, and profound practice instruction.
Dhamma samu namje no dhuruwa no dandamba la karagogudu. Sona sakwa loma gu. Sona je so mangdo sa gogudu. Sona je so mangdo sa na dhamma ka no dhuruwa yamba tisa na dhamma ka no dhuruwa sawa la sona sakwa loma ju gogudu. Sona sa ne ma sa na dhamma ka no dhuruwa.
The student, to be a vessel for instructions like these, the student has to have the merit it takes. In order to be a suitable vessel for these type of teachings of Ma Mudra, then the student has to accumulate a lot of merit and continue to do so. If the student doesn't do that, then that student is not a suitable vessel for these teachings. And must keep going right through good times and bad. So you have to be able to have great courage, fortitude in good times and bad times, both. You need great fortitude in good times because when everything's going good, it's easy to get distracted from the Dharma, and it's easy to forget the Dharma when everything's going good. So you need the fortitude that doesn't, that keeps you from forgetting your practice when things appear to be good. And you need the fortitude that helps you to bring whatever adverse condition it is to the path and realize that it's a friend of your practice, making your practice stronger and better. So we need this type of inner strength, whether it's a good situation or a bad one.
In a jibu sona, jibu le shinde, sem yin jin tote, chujin yami, le yerwa, meba jona, jima te pati.
if you're happy, things are comfortable and good, then, and you get attached to that, and you get distracted from the Dharma, practice of Dharma, and you don't practice, then you don't have the fortitude to deal with good circumstances.
Yeah, donga jono, donga je sim to. Temba nyam. Chunyansi lima toba, tenda wo jono, doma toba. Then donga jono, donga te, donga te la tende. Donga chuchu trozi che te, nyamni si toba. Nyamni konvata loba di go.
If when you suffer, it steals your mind away completely so that you can't remember how to practice the Dharma and you can't remember, you just forget, your experience all just seems to disappear and you can't do anything, then that means you don't have the fortitude to deal with suffering. So instead, in that circumstance, what you need to do is make the suffering into a friend of your practice. See how it is that the suffering, in fact, only makes your practice stronger and better. So in order to be able to stand it, whether it's good or stand it, whether it's bad, you need to have courage. If you have courage and inner strength, you won't have a problem.
Tambuchu dangwa sammo nyamsu lemba la chabar nubu thongar gusu kinayan yoba mamba tendrawo chabar nubu thongar gusu kinayan anwa dangwa sammo gomba maje bajilu.
Persevering even in the face of death. So even when you're about to die, you need to be able to be not disheartened by that, not afraid of that, but rather able to remember the profound practice instructions and put them into practice even when you're about to die.
In Chevarna Betonga Temalaranga, Reparanga Sungoru, Tamba Zuluki Sungote, Tendawori.
So, this type of courage in the face of death is something that Milarepa sings about and displays in his song called the Happy Ending Song.
Then, Robert Duke Chevuchung. Tetabun Roban Dugi, Tendawo Toban Dugi, Tibuchung, Puchung Jung, Tendawo, Zotuka Doga Puchung.
O young apprentice, can you practice like that? Kid, can you do it? That's what Milarepa is asking.
Then drum no chula lento you. Then draw on draw. Then draw zo top. Then draw go in yamni zo top no. Chevo chun chula lento yore. Young lento se chewa ngama yan yamni se bata di dao.
If so, it's through your training lives before. If you can do it like this, then it's because you've practiced in past lifetimes. And now that those habits, that karma is waking up.
Then Madhu Jumsin Kemaro. Then Dabu Guni Yamni Sima Dono. Then the Sentinel of Saja Chibu Jumsin Samuna. Then a Rugumundo Yaman.
If not, then there's no point in saying more. If you can't practice like this, I'm not going to teach you about the true nature of mind because it won't be of benefit.
lar chu je pu chu je sam no ta wa la kirab je che ba se pe te nga nga da da ye be dan zin je mu yo je da ma ni pa te kan za ga da mi si sa wa yin
You got the picture when you said it like this. What I think is me, I cannot find. You're done with personal lack of self. So this is something that the shepherd boy had reported to Milarepa, that when he looked for the self that he believed to exist, he couldn't find it. And that precisely, Milarepa says, is the emptiness of the self of the individual.
Then lojere batela chamdu domba no chamdu domba no na ji salang sa da mi khum ba ya jeron chamdu domba to so chamdu domba chowa te jeron chamdu domba chowa po da thoba po te lu re do wa sem re do ta ke tang so song ba de ne ka ga ga da mi te ne do ju ba
Milarepa first gave the shepherd boy refuge vows, and immediately after that, he taught him the selflessness of the individual by asking him, who just took refuge? You took the refuge vows. Who was it that took refuge? Was it your body? Was it your mind? Who was it? And asking him this, the shepherd boy was able to determine the truth of selflessness.
Tene tether chepen yungin de the chataka pumbo de yuma yedang, tenya dutendang, dutenjerangin, imbecena, dutenjerangin, kindoverangin, imbecena, chapter the chap gogo mudo, chapter the walk of mother.
Because couldn't be the body that went for refuge, because the body is just flesh and blood. It's just matter. The matter doesn't need any protection from anything. It's just matter. So it couldn't be the body that went for refuge.
Then there's him the kitty
And mind is only instantaneous in its existence. It arises and ceases, arises and ceases. One moment of mind replaced by a completely different moment of mind and a different one and a different one. So how could mind go for refuge? There's no self there. It's just a bunch of individual moments. So mind couldn't be what goes for refuge either. So my mind, that when I thought, I want to go for refuge, where is that mind that wanted to go for refuge now? It's gone. Doesn't exist anywhere. And the mind that's taking refuge, where is that after the refuge vow? It's gone. So mind can't be what goes for refuge. Even if you said, well, the mind that goes for refuge, that's what takes refuge. But after the refuge vow is over, it's finished. It doesn't exist either. So that mind couldn't be the self that goes for refuge, because immediately after it arises, it ceases and it never comes back.
Dona sem namdo kiti kiti gangando vesena, jamdo shova pota, jamdo lapsa sumwa pota de in vesena, mado vesena, tene sem de la sem jabsundo apumare.
In short, since the mind only arises and lasts for an instant as it ceases immediately, then the one who takes refuge and the one who protects or keeps the refuge vow are different. They're totally different. So mind, an individual thought, cannot be what goes for refuge. In short, one can investigate and discover that there really is no one who goes for refuge. There's no self who goes for refuge. If there's no one who goes for refuge, then the refuge vow doesn't really exist because there's no one to take it. And there's no act of taking refuge either. And when one realizes that genuine reality is beyond there being anyone who needs refuge or protection, beyond anything to be protected from, beyond anything to protect, then that is called genuine refuge. This is a way of determining selflessness by taking the five skandhas or aggregates and condensing them into the two categories of body and mind.
Dela jebar sena sem dela suru pumbu dushi je pumbu dushi je pumbu number ki to pumbu de pumbu ye se de yang da ma ba ten de.
Another way that we need to do this is to take the mind and break it down into its component aggregates of the aggregate of feelings, the aggregate of discriminations, the aggregate of mental formations, and the aggregate of consciousnesses.
Dene pumbu nga la che surte gombo lodo ke dada oma tawa ikera dada chuta bale dada bakabu karte pumbu da yina che dan je kwa chendo je karte pumbu nam ne yin pumbu tenye me banjo sombare.
And along these lines, the way that the protector Nagarjuna teaches how to determine the truth of selflessness, he does this in the chapter of his text, The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, called An Examination of Self and Phenomena. The first verse of this chapter reads, if the self were the aggregates, were the same as the aggregates, it would be something that arises and ceases. If the self were different from the aggregate, it would not have the aggregate's characteristics.
Kase date yoba ina kade gudo. Kase date dembar zona tapa temba nungirpa kigin baje gudo.
So first we start out saying, well, if the self exists, then what's it like? What are its qualities? Well, it has to be permanent. Can't be something that's there and gone and back. It has to be always there. Has to be stable, has to be one thing, one self, one permanent, stably existent self.
Then in Natsu Samsola, Dandinje, Semje Samsola, Na Amalachi, Amalachi Tene, Semo Natsu Ti, Naye, Lovdala Rambajindu Son Lovjon Se.
Well, That's the way we think of the self. That's why it has to be like that, because those are the qualities that we project it to have. For example, we think, I was born in such and such a year from my mother, and then I played a lot, then I went to school, then I graduated from this school, and then I went to that school, and I graduated from that school, then I went to college, and I graduated from college, then I worked, and now I'm doing this, in the future I'll do this and that. So there's an I that's running through the whole thing, that's always there in a stable way, never disappears, and it's only one thing.
This is an harmony. Lachine, Tanda Padu, the German Chepa, Yopa, Tapa, Tamba, Jimmy, Chepu, Yimbachi, Samudu.
So we think that from the time we were born until now, there has always been one eye permanently there all the time.
Tene Kase Pumbunga dying, Yena Tenda Omare, Pumbuma Tabare, Pumbuma Temba Jovichi, Pumbu, Pumbunga.
But the aggregates that comprise body and mind are exactly the opposite of that. They are impermanent. They are not stable. They arise and cease. And each one of them has so many different parts, different types. So there are many. There isn't one, there are many. So the self cannot be the aggregates, because what the aggregates are totally opposite to the self's characteristics. Well, then could the self be something different from the aggregate? And the answer is, if that were the case, then the self would be nothing, because everything in matter and mind is included in the five aggregates. So then the self would be something with no matter, no material existence, no mental existence. It would be like space. It would be the mere absence of some of things. It would be a nothing.
Da pumbunga da demba yamare, pumbunga la da yomare, da la pumbunga yomare, teta with number yet the pumbunga la jana, jikola ta with revu nijo, jika nijiti.
And so the self is not the same as the aggregates, it's not different from the aggregates. It doesn't possess the aggregates. It doesn't rely on the aggregates. And the aggregates don't rely on it. You can connect each one of these five investigations up with each of the five aggregates. And when this is done, then the second one, which is that the aggregates and the self are different from each other, all of those possibilities are included in 3, 4, and 5, and so you end up with 4. The self is not the aggregates, it doesn't possess them, it doesn't exist in dependence upon them, and they don't exist in dependence upon it. And you connect that with the five aggregates, each one, and you get the 20, what are called the 20 views of the transitory collection, the 20 different ways you can believe in the existence of a self. You can go through them one by one and see that none of them is valid.
Dami lengi kini pada kau, lupa dia, sebuah dia pada lupa dia.
You got the picture when you said it like this. What I think is me, I cannot find. You're done with personal lack of self. Done here doesn't mean that you've realized it directly yet. Milarepa sings to the shepherd boy, but it means that you have good certainty. You understand it. And that will eventually lead to direct realization.
Ta kanzak dami lani kindo, ta cherang chuje dami gomdo na lo chungi nga isi kindo. Ta te tendo chuje dama ba, ta tokwa tokwa do na lo Parmeba lojuni ngamalareba sikin dan dongge. Ngejilai so. Nga redru wembene, redru tongba trapu tongba. Redru da na so da trapu tongba landogre. Ti yugulai so.
You want phenomena's lack of it too? Now you've realized the emptiness of the self of the individual. You want to realize the ultimate emptiness of phenomena, then you have to follow me for 12 years. Rupa sings. You have to follow me without a break for 12 years. I'm going to go to lots of different mountain retreats and fearsome places in the forests and caves, and you have to, wherever I go, you have to follow behind.
Seeking down from the malaria button, drop it near. Say Zongdok, Nanga Zongdok, Sama Zongdok, Yangdong Nita Nisha, Yonsa Tapa Puji, Matapa Yela Sobala, Retro Tapa Kini, Jiba Pendo, Kasakala Pendo, Tisha, no? Then Jisa Dong, Jisa Dong.
Follow me throughout the next 12 years means wherever Milarepa goes. Where did he go? Well, Milarepa spent his life practicing in six outer fortresses, six inner fortresses, six secret fortresses, and two other fortresses in four well-known caves and four not-so-well-known caves. And wherever Milarepa would go from one place to the other to practice, he said to the shepherd boy, for 12 years, you have to follow behind.
And
then you'll recognize your mind itself. If you do like that, then you'll realize the ultimate of the emptiness of phenomena. The ultimate emptiness of phenomena is the true nature of mind. And so if you follow me for the next 12 years, you'll realize the true
nature of mind. Then
Toten jatang sabge te
dadaje
pomo nijutanga le
losre tupto pomo nijutanga de tupto joloma
nasa
te to da tokwa da denbe loma toten jatang sabge te
nasa
toten jatang sabge je na ni kisu de de
nasa. The shepherd Repa ended up being one of Milarepa's close students. Milarepa had students who had different levels of realization. So he had his closest students, his 8 heart disciples, and then the next level out were the 13 next, called the next closest students, and then they had 4 sisters. These 21 had 4 sisters, so these 25 altogether were called the son and daughter siddhas of Milarepa. And then there were 128 realized students of Milarepa, students who had attained some degree of realization, and the shepherd Repa was one of these 128. The 4 who were known as the sisters of his heart sons were Salayur, Palderbhum, Rechungma, and Milarepa's own sister, Peta Gunji. And from among these 4 sisters, then Rechungma sang some beautiful Vajra songs of realization, like the 16 important things. And Salayur sang songs of realization, and also Palderbhum sang beautiful songs of with Milarepa, where she asked him questions in song and he answered in song, and they're wonderful. And these 3 from among the 4 sisters, Rechungma, Palderbhum, and Salayur, all attained the rainbow body. O young apprentice, work with mind like this. O young apprentice, keep this well in your mind. In the 2nd verse from the bottom, you got the picture when you said it like this. What I think is me, I cannot find. You're done with personal lack of self. This is Milarepa's teaching. You could give it in an expanded way. You can give a lot of different explanations of it, but this is the essential teaching Milarepa gives on the selflessness of the individual. What I think is me, I cannot find. So we have now excellently completed an examination of Milarepa's song, Identifying a Capable Student, Teaching the Selflessness of the Individual. So let's sing it. To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless us, me and all my students to come, that we too realize basic selflessness.
Please hold us in compassion's steady grip that keeps us skandhas free of ego idea, of everything that idea is feeding on. Now we pray to watchful shepherd, listen to this. This consciousness conceiving I and me, I look at it but know not how to see. If you can meditate on Mahamudra, your seeing will be one where nothing is seen. To do this Mahamudra meditation, the basic faith, respect, and great resolve. While on the path causality, please know and heed to get the fruit directly to emerge. You need the Guru's Wang and Lung and guiding words to be a vessel for instructions like these. The student has to have the merit it takes and must keep going right through good times and bad, persevering even in the face of death. O young apprentice, can you practice like that? If so, it's through your training lives before. If not, then there's no point in saying more. You got the picture when you said it like this. What I think is me, I cannot find. You're done with personal lack of self. You want phenomena's lack of it too. Then follow me throughout the next 12 years, and then you'll recognize your mind itself. So then to recognize your mind itself, O young apprentice, work with mind like this.
Tang gombo dodo jizong, kate pongbo dai na jeda jegwa jinde, kate pongbo nam le jin pongbo chini me ba je te te de gobre, chuchu je tang gobre.
Now you should write down this verse that was taught by the protector Nagarjuna. We need to complete the 10 dharma activities. The first one is writing down the letters, and the verse says, if the self were the aggregates, it would be something. That arises and ceases. If the self were different from the aggregate, it would not have the aggregate's characteristics. So let's recite this together. If the self were the aggregates, it would be something that arises and ceases. If the self were different from the aggregates, it would not have the aggregates' characteristics. If the self were the aggregates, it would be something that arises and ceases. If the self were different from the aggregates, it would not have the aggregates' characteristics. If the self were the aggregates, it would be something that arises and ceases. If the self were different from the aggregates, it would not have the aggregate's characteristics.
Yeah, that's the book I gave.
Now, do you have any questions? When you don't investigate the nature of genuine reality at all, that's called the stage of no analysis. And at that stage, the self is existent. It seems as if it's really there, truly existent. When you investigate into the true nature of reality, you don't find a self. That's called the stage of slight analysis. And at that stage, the self is not truly existent. And then at the stage of thorough analysis, you come to understand how it is that the true nature of reality is beyond the existence and the non-existence of the self, both, beyond both its existence and its non-existence. Also in this chapter, the protector Nagarjuna states, first the Buddha fabricated a self and then taught that the self does not exist, and to his most qualified disciples he taught that in reality there is neither self nor selflessness. When you dream and you don't know that you're dreaming, then the self that appears in the dream seems to be real, and all of the suffering that you experience in the dream seems to be real. When you dream and you know it's a dream, then you know that there really is no self there, and the self that appears is just a dependently arisen mere appearance. So in genuine reality, there is no self, but there is still an appearance of a self in the dream. If you dream and you know you're dreaming, and at that time you analyze the self that appears there, then you'll see how it is that it's really beyond existence and non-existence both.
And no.
So it's like that. So let's write this verse down too. First, the Buddha fabricated the existence of self, and later taught that the self does not exist. To his most qualified disciples, he taught that in reality,
There is neither self nor selflessness. So I'll read it one time through. First, the Buddha fabricated the existence of self and later taught that the self does not exist. To his most qualified disciples, he taught that in reality there is neither self nor selflessness. Not together?
First, the Buddha fabricated the existence of self and later taught that the self does not exist. To his most qualified disciples, he taught that in reality there is neither self nor selflessness.
It's like that. Second question.
It was just about the rainbow body. Will he explain that? I suppose that exists and doesn't.
Jalu cut it in.
Jalu is the Dorje de Gulome. Lu, Kasha de Pomo. Lu, la, Kamemba, Kamemba, Namemba, Ruba Memba.
The rainbow body is something that Vajrayana practitioners can achieve at the time of death. It means that your body transforms into a rainbow, basically. So there's nothing left. There's no flesh, there's no blood, there are no internal organs left over. Your whole body just transforms into rainbow light.
And
we can understand what this is like from the perspective of thinking about dream when you know that you're dreaming. If you have that experience, then you can do all kinds of things. You can fly in the sky, you can sit in the middle of a fire, you can sit in the middle of a rushing river and not get carried away. You can walk through different things because you know that nothing is truly existent. And similarly, if at the end of your life you're free of clinging to the body as being truly existent, then it's like dreaming when you know that you're dreaming and your body just dissolves into a rainbow. In fact, it's not really a transformation at all. It's just the way the body really is all along. We just don't know that because we are obscured by thoughts that believe things to be truly existent, just like we're obscured in dreams by thoughts that think that it's real, don't know that it's a dream. If you were freed from these obscuring thoughts, we would know that our body was appearance emptiness like a rainbow all along. It's not only that with our body, but with the whole planet. Because the planet is empty of top and bottom, up and down. And so this whole planet is just appearance emptiness like a rainbow. This is a profound explanation of the Vajrayana about rainbow body. And also, Milarepa performed lots of miracles similar to rainbow body, not exactly the same, but during his life, because he had been able to dissolve all of his thoughts that cling to things as being truly existent. So it's like that.
Yeah.
In this song, there's a line talking about the basics, faith, respect, and great resolve.
How does one develop faith, respect, and great resolve?
Degur dunya gurido. Dene deba drupa dunya kande kebu gurido.
Epa. Epa te... Tepe jenang, nina rangin ji tepa te yore. Shibab ji jenang nina, tene chutan ba po te yanda pa yinba ji te. Rewa, tene chula tepa te. Chula tepa ji te, chutan ba po la, tumba sanje la tepa te. Tena ure. Tepa, gupa ne gupa guru gupa. Tene se ji te tonda niyara kime.
So, with regard to the first of these, faith, then there, it's said that there are two avenues of developing faith. In fact, there are two ways, these are the two ways of approaching Dharma practice in general. One is called the path of faith, one is called the path of reasoning. If you follow the path of faith, it's because you just naturally have faith in it. You just naturally believe it. And there's not much more to say about it than that. If, on the other hand, you follow the path of reasoning, then you use logical analysis, your own analysis, to determine the validity of the teachings. And once you do that, then you have faith in those teachings, because you've determined for yourself that they're valid. And if you have faith in the teachings, then you have faith naturally in the teacher. In this case, the Buddha. So in that way, because of your analysis, you believe in the teachings and you believe in the teacher.
In the Madhagabala, Marpa Loza, Draju Jejabu, Marpa Loza, Kintin Tupasan, Lu Papu, your main Kimandro, but they have a Kibale. They give up Nama Nama in Balatinde.
An example of the first kind is Milarepa himself. When he heard Marpa's name, even for the first time, then he just got goosebumps all over his body and he started to cry, because Marpa had been his teacher in past lifetimes. And so since he had been cultivating faith all along for all those past lifetimes, in this lifetime it just arose naturally and spontaneously. And then respect, there's not much to say about that, and we know what that means, to have respect. And longing for the teachings, we know what that means too, but to get an example for what great respect and great longing are, then it's good to read Milarepa's life story. And also with Milarepa's moon-like disciple, Rechum Dorje Drakpa, Rechumpa, then Milarepa was in a cave singing a song, and Rechumpa was riding a donkey, and he was watching some animals, and he heard this song, and it just froze him completely in his tracks. And so that was another example of this kind of natural faith arising.
And
then on the other hand, you have the example of someone like Lotan Genden, Lorten Genden was first a very learned professor, Geshe, and he debated with Milarepa a lot. He didn't believe in Milarepa at all in the beginning. But every time he debated with Milarepa, Milarepa sang him a profound song, and his faith just increased. And so as a result of examining, then he came to have faith in Milarepa and became one of Milarepa's best students. So that's the example of someone who follows the path of reasoning.
Then the
So first, Lorten Genden and his students were down there, you know, in their little school, and they heard about Milarepa. Milarepa was gaining great fame in the land, but they didn't like Milarepa, because Milarepa just sat up there in his empty cave. He had no, you know, representations of the three precious jewels. He didn't make any offerings to them. He didn't have any ritual practices that he was reciting with them. And so they just thought Milarepa was a nihilist. So they thought Milarepa was perverting the teachings as a nihilist. And so first, Lotin sent his three best students up there to debate with Milarepa. He didn't go himself first, but he sent them up there to the cave where Milarepa was staying, and they said, you know, you just sit up here in this cave, in this empty cave, doing nothing all day probably. What are you doing up here? And so Milarepa said, well, I spend a third of the time practicing the generation stage, and a third of the time practicing the meditation of Tsalung Tigle, the completion stage, and a third of the time meditating on Maha Mudra. And they kind of laughed at him, and they said, oh yeah, well, when you meditate on generation stage, how do you practice it? And he sang them a song called the Song of the Generation Stage. And it was profound, and there was nothing they could refute in that song. And then they said, oh yeah, well, how do you meditate on Tsalung Tigle? And then Milarepa sang another song called the Song of the Completion Stage about the practices of Nadi, Prana, and Bindu. And again, it was very profound, and there was nothing they could refute. And finally, they said, okay, well, how do you meditate on Maha Mudra? And Milarepa sang them another profound song. There was nothing they could refute, so they all became Milarepa's students. And it's not like Milarepa, when he sang these songs, looked in the book for the song to sing. He just sang it spontaneously. And they couldn't do that. So they were very impressed, and they developed great
faith.
So first they didn't like Milarepa, they had lots of doubts about him, but then they developed faith and they were sure after that. They didn't need to examine Milarepa anymore. So we can see that there are ways that those who follow the path of faith give rise to faith, and those who follow the path of reasoning give rise to faith. It's like that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
was wondering about more on compassion's role in being free of this canvas, the second paragraph. Passion, steady grip,
right.
Keeps our
scandals
free
right.
Of ego.
Dogs in you ne turn by two jizzle. Then a two jiggy jale karade.
Two jizz a jute, two jizz a needy jazale. Needy top jizz a needy. Send it out on the ship.
Massa.
Raina, two jizz a needy and tartamba, two jizz on the scenario.
The English word is compassion. In Tibetan, you have two words for compassion, and one is honorific, and that's what's used here. So it's like great compassion. And Milarepa is asking for his Lama to bless him out of his great compassion. So if the Lama doesn't have great compassion, the Lama can't give much of a blessing. But if the Lama has great compassion, then the Lama's blessing is very strong. And that's what Milarepa asks for. And since Milarepa himself had such great compassion, then, for example, when a frightened deer crossed his path, he was able to sing the deer a song, and that calmed the deer down, and the deer sat at his feet. And then when an angry dog came, who was chasing the deer, and came barking at Milarepa, Milarepa sang the dog a song, and the dog's anger was pacified, and the dog sat down next to the deer. And then when the hunter, whose dog it was, came and was really angry to see his dog sitting next to the deer, and he wanted to shoot Milarepa. And Milarepa said, well, you can shoot me, but before, please listen to a song. And then Milarepa sang him the song, and he put the arrow and bow down and became Milarepa's student. So all of that was Milarepa was able to do and have that effect because of his great compassion. So the way it happened exactly was, the hunter's name was Gumpo Dorje, and he came running after his dog, and he saw his dog sitting next to the deer like they were brothers. And this dog was like known as the most fearsome dog in the land. And he thought, you know, my dog used to not even have to look twice at a deer before it would just grab it and kill it. And now my dog, this most fearsome dog, is sitting next to this deer like it was his brother. And this yogi must have like put some kind of black magic spell on my dog. And so he was really mad. And he was going to shoot Milarepa with his bow and arrow. And Milarepa said, there'll be plenty of time to shoot me later. I won't go anywhere. But now, why don't you just listen to a song? And he sang a song, and then that was it. He became Milarepa's student. That's the power of great compassion. So great compassion has power. Like that. Are there any other questions?
Yeah.
And one more.
This is kind of a follow-up to a previous one about the faith, respect, and great resolve. Would you say that faith gives rise to respect and great resolve? And if so, then the path of logical reasoning would lead to all three of those?
Depa Drupatam Dunyar Di Yu Rebe Dhamma Rebe.
Depa Drupatam Dunyar Di Yu Rebe.
Naso. Dene Shirab Gi Rigpe Jedram Madrona Dene Dela Tene Depa Ke Dela Tene Drupatam Dunyar Ke. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. The Songo to Tajin Mante.
So now we'll sing the song once and we'll stop for this morning.
Kosa Songo Kate.
De Tang Cha Chen Yigur. Tene Dang Gong Ne Chu.
Chu 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 Mate. Yeah, yeah. De Chen. I think we keep that. Mate.
To the Guru who has realized basic selflessness, I pray in all with body, speech, and mind. Please bless me and all my students to come, that we do realize basic selflessness. Please hold us in compassion's steady grip, that keeps our skandhas free of ego idea, of everything that idea is feeding on. Now we pray, O watchful shepherd, listen to this. This consciousness conceiving I and me, I look at it but know not how to see. If you can meditate on Mahamudra, your seeing will be one where nothing is seen. To do this Mahamudra meditation, the basics, faith, respect, and great resolve. While on the path causality, please know and heed, to get the fruit directly to emerge. You need the Guru's long and long and guiding words to be a vessel for instructions like these. A student has to have the merit it takes and must keep going right through good times and bad. Persevering even in the face of death, O young apprentice, can you practice like that? If so, it's through your training lives before. If not, then there's no point in saying more. You got the picture when you said it like this. What I think is me, I cannot find. You're done with personal lack of self. You want phenomena's lack of it too. Then follow me throughout the next 12 years, and then you'll recognize your mind itself. So then you recognize your mind itself. O young apprentice, work with mind like this.
So nandaya
pande In the second session, I will explain to you the song, the 27 cases of disillusion, and the view of the mind-only school.
Thank you. Lots of love.
Yeah.